Jurors in Texas have awarded $250 million in damages to the widow of a man who died after taking the painkiller Vioxx. The verdict was announced this afternoon after 10 hours of deliberations. Afterwards, Mark Lanier, the widow's lawyer, addressed reporters.
The truth is the truth is the truth. And this jury saw the truth in black and white. The documents read very clear, and it just feels really good to know that our system works in America.
This was the first of thousands of suits filed against the maker of Vioxx, Merck & Company. Merck's stock dropped 8% after today's verdict was announced. NPR's Snigdha Prakash was in the courtroom in Angleton, Texas, and she's with us now. Snigdha, what was the courtroom like when the jury's decision was made public?
Well, Robert, the courtroom was quiet and very, very tense. The verdict was announced less than an hour after lunch. Judge Ben Hardin brought the jurors in. He confirmed that there were 10 signatures on the jury form. He read the answers to each of the 7 questions. Within 30 seconds or so, it became clear that the plaintiffs had won. Carol Ernst, the plaintiff, started crying. Some of her lawyers were crying, and her 3 daughters let out a huge whoop.
Now, just what did the jury decide that Merck was liable for?
Robert, as you know, Vioxx was pulled from the market last year by the drug maker voluntarily after a study showed that the drug caused heart attacks. This case involves a man, Robert Ernst, who died in 2001, well before Vioxx was pulled. And the jury found today that even back then, Merck knew about Vioxx's risks, but it hid those risks from doctors and from patients, including from Ernst and his doctor. They found there was a design defect in Vioxx, and they found that the drug company had behaved negligently and maliciously. That's a legal term. That means that they believe that Merck knew there was an extreme degree of risk of harm, but the company acted with indifference.
$250 million is a huge payout. What exactly is Mrs. Ernst being compensated for?
Indeed. The smallest part of the compensation, $24.5 million, is for the loss of income, her husband's income. He was a produce manager at a local Walmart. For the loss of his companionship, for the loss of for her pain and her suffering. The bulk of the damages are punitive damages. They're intended to punish Merck for what the jury determined was its malicious behavior. And the jurors I've spoken to have said that they wanted to send a message to Merck that the drug maker's behavior was completely unacceptable.
So the jurors are talking?
Yes, some of them are talking. I spoke to about 6 of them a little while ago. They told me that they came in with open minds, that they didn't have an opinion one way or the other when the trial began some 6 weeks ago. This was supposed to be a tough jury for the plaintiffs. It's young, mostly Republican, more men than women. But the jurors said, almost to a person, that they felt they were deceived. They said they read Merck's corporate emails, and they came to the conclusion that Merck knew Vioxx was risky, but it chose to hide those risks.
Well, what does the message of $250 million-plus dollars mean for Merck?
Well, it's not a good message. At last count, the drug maker faced a little over 4,000 cases in state and federal courts around the country. This case was supposed to be the first test of how well it could defend itself. It was supposed to be a difficult case for the plaintiff, in other words, a favorable case for Merck, because the condition that killed Ernst, arrhythmia, isn't specifically linked to Vioxx. The fact that the plaintiff prevailed here would suggest that Merck will face an uphill battle in other courts around the country.
NPR's Snigdha Prakash in Angleton, Texas, thank you very much.
Thank you, Robert.